things with God named Celeste for. Look, Adam, to establish yourself won't really burn off that fat, or we'll call it fat, that runs you near archetypes that have been tested and failed, continually tested, and God named Celeste is always akin to cast stones at dead clock. Fortunately, she's beautiful in the corners of her eyes and happy visible. She blinks while roughage falls from my skirt. Dripping with face lost, I've the frozen meats and convention set us back to build the mirrored phallus right here, 10 miles high for everyone to imitate. But the drawings in the dust are filling up with the dust again, and I just spent that $100, friends. Help me though, hook, line, and sinker. If I could cry and hug my dad all night, I'd still be empty. Putting change in the meter for an entire block of people I know, from bumps on a log, kite denying and chicken choking and running in place. I'm stuffing mixed messages in bottles and dropping them in gutters, so when someone gets it, they'll be right where I was, and maybe that'll help. So one day, when the snake sucks its tail, I'll find a pot of gold and tons of letters left for me in a matchbox. That would be idle, like grown men in tights with fist capes and high beams. High beams. I've been here, sat between poles with God named Sid for. Look, Adam, to reanimate yourself won't really lop off that foot, or we'll call it foot that carries you off mezzanines that burst into situated right as you left situated. Tisk, tisk. God named Sid has waited a long, long time to say I told you so. So consequentially, he's eaten by a bear, and happy, unfortunate, goodbye, he thinks, while a tangelo falls from my hat. Shush, I say to the drones of potato people whistling my social security number. Some mailman to be named later must not be doing his job. I'm thinking of when the nuclear thing happens tonight, and the only one left in ruin that doesn't look like the movies it was made before. Between 7 breakfast, 12 lunch, 6:30 dinner, if I don't stack all these bones now and these feathers right after that, I'll pretend I'm sleeping and let them talk to my listening. Tongues and forks and nose plugs and problems of ears, and I'm lamenting over those two edges coming together in the blood blister I got out of it. If I could be any animal, which would it be? The human soul, because there's almost no half-life. It's negligible and covered in pus with marriage on top. From gloves to shoulder width and back to the hospital, it don't stop. It's negligible and covered in pus with marriage on top. From gloves to shoulder width and back to the hospital, it don't stop. Until the socially acceptable thing to do is be real.